Grand Marais has always been a small town, but for many that grew up in the community, it feels much bigger and busier than it did in the past. Buck Benson and Rick Anderson were both brought up in the community. They still reside here today. Rick owns Sweetgrass Cove, a small inn and retreat in Grand Portage, and Buck owns the Hardware Hank in downtown Grand Marais.
Grand Marais was it seemed smaller then. I'm guessing the population back from probably 56 to maybe 60s, late 60s. I graduated from high school in 1969. Hadn't really changed that much. I'm guessing the population was just under 1,000 people. But also the county was less than that. The whole population of the county, I don't think, was over 2,000 people.
The county was still busy, but not in the volume that it is now. And in this winter time was so slow here that we had a big showroom then for cars and things in our business, which is located the same place that mine is now. In the winter time, we would put 4x8 sheets of plywood on top of tires, and all the guys would come in, and we had them all through the showroom and play cards all day. That's what happened. And we had a wood stove in there. You throw wood in the stove. Occasionally they would. And then the guys would drink coffee and talk. And when a car came, if you were in the middle of a game, you'd wait till the end of that hand, and then you'd go out to help them. And people didn't care because they knew that's the social aspect of life then.
Grand Marais as a town, it was interesting because, first of all, it was the time, and it's not just my experience, but all of us who grew up at that time, it was really unsupervised. Totally unsupervised. So we were given free rein to, as kids and even through, you know, kind of through high school, this opportunity to just kind of explore. And that's really what we did. So as far as Grand Marais, you know, what you did as a kid, what did you do when you were 10 years old at Grand Marais? You just went outside, and we lived down at the point. You know, it wasn't called Artist Point back in the day. It was just down at the point. We either went to the woods, which is the east side, or we went to the Coast Guard station, which meant you went out to the lighthouse. So that was one of the collective places. There would be kids out there right and left. Again, unsupervised. We'd swim in the ponds. We'd swim in the ponds until there was a polio scare. Really, you know, standing warm water. And I can still remember, oh, we can't swim in the ponds, there might be polio, which very well could have happened because it was one of the things that they discovered during those years of polio, that, you know, it was waterborne somehow. And so, but we'd spend huge amounts of times, and the rougher it got, the more kids would go down there. And we used to call them run the waves, where on a really, really rough day, you'd go down to the water's edge, these big smashing waves would come in, and then you'd run back as fast as you could and not try to get wet. And looking back on it, we all lived to tell the tale. It was really dangerous. If you saw a kid doing that now, you would dial 911.
I could give you an example of how slow town was. When I was young, where the library is now, there was just the Bell Telephone building. It was all a little park there. So we would play baseball there, or softball. And we would stand in the outfield out on the highway until a car came by, and then we'd walk back in, and then we'd go back out on the highway to play. Can you imagine doing that now? It couldn't happen. But it was so much quieter then that you could do that.
We had a cabin up in Devil's Track, and Devil's Track in those days was a Gunflint Trail lake. It's not like the suburb that it kind of is right now. So we grew up on Devil's Track. We would, and there we had no rules. We had one rule, just be back for dinner. That was the rule. That was the only rule. We'd get a tank of gas a day. We had a little knock-around boat. And Dad just say, that's all you get is you just get a tank of gas a day. And so we were kids. We'd be tooling around the lake in a boat. We'd be canoeing. We'd be hiking. We'd be forts. And there were all sorts of other people from town that had that same experience. I mean, you know, the thing that's really kind of changed about Grand Marais too is there never was this disparity. It was kind of traditionally middle class. Yeah, there were people that didn't have, you know, as much as other people had, but that kind of traditional middle class meant that you had a cabin up on Devil's Track or one of the Gunflint Trail lakes. It wasn't this extravagance that it would be now. And it wasn't, you know, it was a whole another economic reality.
Moments in Time is produced by WTIP's news department. It's about sharing stories and memories from our region's past. Check out the series at WTIP.org.